Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage said today that the U.S. has a clear, straight, all meat and no potatoes message for Iraq. Don't try to take advantage of our attention being in South Asia, he said. We are watching. The warning will likely fuel speculation that the Bush administration may try to use the anti-terrorist campaign to settle old scores with Baghdad. It is no secret that U.S. officials have looked for an Iraqi link to the September 11th terrorist attacks. While there is no hard evidence of that, there are now allegations that Osama bin Laden has made inroads in northern Iraq. That's according to an Iraqi Kurdish delegation now in Washington, which seems to be playing the bin Laden card to get U.S. attention. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The prime minister of the regional Kurdish government in northern Iraq, Barham Saleh, says his forces have been battling a splinter group of Kurdish fundamentalists, the Jundal Islam, nicknamed the Men in Black. Saleh says some of these fighters have had training in Afghanistan, and they've carved out a small enclave near the border with Iran, trying to impose their strict form of Islam on the locals. Saleh argues their leaders are Arabs close to Osama bin Laden, and he wants the United States to help.
I believe the battle against terror is a global responsibility. Iraqi Kurdistan has been turned into a forward base against terrorists and state sponsors of terrorists.
But some analysts here and in the region are worried that the Iraqi Kurds are simply playing up the links to bin Laden to get U.S. attention. Barham Saleh denies this.
We did not choose bin Laden. He chose our territory as a base for his operations. Our priorities are to rebuild our shattered lives, to develop our economy. We do not need this difficult terrorist challenge.
Some analysts in Washington believe the unrest in Kurdistan may be the work of Saddam Hussein. Saleh says he is looking into that possibility. Since the Gulf War, U.S. and British warplanes have been patrolling Kurdish areas of northern Iraq. The Kurds don't want to see Saddam take over the region again. Mike Amite, the executive director of the Washington Kurdish Institute, says Saleh's delegation will likely get a good reception among those in the Bush administration who want to target Iraq again.
If they think that the Kurds can provide an Iraqi footprint, a link to terrorism, then this would be another reason why the regime in Baghdad could be removed.
And that's exactly why NATO ally Turkey is so nervous about this visit by the Iraqi Kurds. Bulent Alireza, a Turkish analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says Turkey doesn't want to see a new war against Saddam Hussein, which could lead to the emergence of an independent Kurdish state. Turkey has been fighting its own Kurdish separatists. Alireza says Turkish officials have gone out of their way to warn Washington to remain skeptical of the evidence presented by the Iraqi Kurds.
Given the focus on bin Laden and his activities, this is explosive allegations, and ultimately Washington will have to decide whether this is true or false, and it presumably will do so not just on the basis of the evidence provided by the Iraqi Kurdish groups, but also its own independent means. And I'm absolutely certain that it will check with Ankara as the regional power.
The Bush administration has said all along it wants to keep its options open in the campaign against terrorism, but officials won't speculate publicly as to whether Iraq should or could be a target. In a rare meeting this week, though, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Negroponte, warned Iraq not to use the current situation to act against its own population. The Kurdish warnings about the Men in Black may just play into the hands of administration officials hoping to take a tougher line on Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.